This was also, went to public hearing on the Eastern Shore on June 2nd at the same time. John Allen requests authorization to install 65 linear feet of stone riprap on his property along Nancock Creek in the Bailey Neck area back in Mack County. A coastal primary sand dune and beach permit is required from the Marine Resources Commission. Location of the project is Nancock Creek. Chesapeake Bay, Nancock. A little closer view, town of Nancock is about 3 miles. The east point is about a half mile to the west. Chesapeake Bay, and the circle is the location of the project. This is on lot 7 of the Bailey Beach subdivision, which starts here and continues around to here. There's a sister subdivision that continues on down to here. These subdivisions were started in the early 1990s. This is showing the entire reach along the shoreline. It's looking side. It started out with bulkheads, and then they switched to stone riprap. And then adjacent to that is a small 65-foot wide area, which is where the project is itself. Aerial view, stone riprap, 65 feet of exposed escarpment here. It was a small dune face along the escarpment last year at this time. You may remember in May of 08, the commission approved 39 feet of riprap on this side and refurbishing the existing growing here. That has been done. So what we have now is just a portion in here that had a dune. The dune is no longer there. It's an escarpment. And you'd like to put stone riprap across there. And as you can see, he's also got marsh toe protection, protecting the marsh here. This is the transition zone from a beach over to a vegetated wetlands area. And again, that's where the project's going. Again, one of the issues that Mr. Allen has is his property is on has water on three sides, and the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act in Accomack County requires him to have a 100-foot setback. So this is not 100 feet. So he'd be back into this area here and 100 feet off here. So his footprint for his house is getting smaller every time there's an erosion issue along the front of his property. He's concerned about that. And again, that's where the 65 feet of stone riprap would be placed. This is drawings. In red is the proposed riprap, beach, highland. And there is stone off in this area here on the other side that was approved by the commission last May 08. Cross sections. As you can see, it's a very low lying area. He's showing 16 feet. I think at the highest point, it's about 2 feet in elevation. And it drops back off to 16 the farther you get towards the point. And it does have filter cloth underneath of the stone enclosed. Maximum encroachment would be 4 feet onto the beach area. Here's the escarpment. This did have a small face of dune this time last year. It's gone. And again, you can see the height, maximum 2 feet. Our jurisdiction, since Accomack County Wetlands Board, or Accomack has not adopted the coastal zone ordinance, that responsibility falls back to us. And in this case, it's an escarpment. That's not our jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction actually is the beach itself, the channel where it's low water. One last aerial right there. And back in June, as I said, June 2nd, we had a public hearing. Mr. Allen was the only person to attend the hearing, and no public opposition has been received to date. BIMS indicates that the preferred approach to address erosion on shoreline, on the sandy beach shoreline such as this, that includes beach nourishment with appropriate plantings and structures, the construction of an offshore rock sill. This approach is preferred for stabilization since it provides better habitat and does not sever the connection between the upland and the tidal zone. BIMS also states that the proposed riprap revetment is a less preferred alternative but acceptable if an offshore rock structure and sand nourishment are not feasible. No other state agency has expressed opposition to the project. In response to BIMS's report, Mr. Allen states that the placement of stone riprap revetment would be consistent with the existing riprap structures on both sides of this proposed project. He also states that it is essential to preserve the existing shoreline in order to maintain this 100-foot buffer required by the Chesapeake Bay Act in Accomack County. To address some of the concerns of VIMS, Mr. Allen is willing to add an additional 100 cubic yards of beach nourishment adjacent to the proposed riprap structure to allow grasses to reestablish. 28.2-1401D of the Code of Virginia states that the Commission shall preserve and protect coastal primary sand dunes and beaches and prevent their destruction. Whenever practical, the Commission shall accommodate necessary economic development in a manner consistent with the protection of these features. In addition, the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beach Guidelines states that no permitted alteration or construction upon any coastal primary sand dune shall take place, which would impair the natural functions of the dune, physically alter the contours of the dune, or destroy vegetated wetlands on the dune. Activities contrary to these standards will be permitted only if the Commission finds that there will be no significant adverse ecological impact from the proposal, or that granting a permit for the proposal is clearly necessary and consistent with the public interest. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project in keeping with our guidelines and 28-1401B of the code, and given the fact that the proposed 65-foot long stone riprap embankment project along an eroding bank will not harm any dune, and the fact that the project is surrounded by stone riprap revetments on both sides, and that the applicant has already stabilized vegetated wetlands in the transition area with marsh tow riprap, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the addition of 100 cubic yards of beach nourishment adjacent to the proposed riprap structure to further enhance the shoreline protection. Mr. Allen is not here, but I believe there's a letter that he wanted y'all to see in your packet.
Any questions of Hank? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Is anyone in the audience in support of the project? Anyone in the audience opposed to the project? Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland?
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the project as recommended by staff.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Badger. Good work.